the whistle.
We say enjoy the show.
Means we'll enjoy the show.
Boys enjoy the show.
Hope y'all enjoy the show.
We all enjoy the show. Any questions, just holler them out.
You enjoying the show?
Now it's time to let loose.
Here we go. Everybody ready?
Woohoo!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
There's a local politician that's trying to help illegals avoid being deported. So my question is, should this politician be arrested for hindering prosecution of these illegals? Yes, a local politician. Oh, yeah, we're going there. But first, I've got a very special guest for you who has done incredible work. Talk about citizen journalism. Her name is Carly Dittmar. Is that right? That's your name, is Dittmar?
Exactly right.
Okay, great. And a dear friend of the show. Some people would call her a rabble-rouser. Some people would call her a pain in the ass. As do I, but she is great. I love her and the work that she is doing here to expose the problems in Wheeling, especially with the homeless, the vagrants, the junkies. It's mind-boggling. Now, you can hear me on all these great radio stations. It's the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also download the River Network app and click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And don't forget Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. So, Carly is our very special guest. Oh, by the way, Facebook live stream. My God, I forgot. Facebook live stream. We are doing this. We're streaming this live on Facebook. You can actually see Carly during this entire interview. You can't see me. I'm off camera, but you can see her. She's got lots and lots of pictures, lots and lots of notes. And she is someone who deeply, deeply cares about the quality of life in Wheeling, or what's left of the quality of life in Wheeling. And she is very proactive. She goes out there with her camera and documents all sorts of things. Now, she sent me a lot of pictures, roughly 40 or 50 or so, of the utter mess, the horrible conditions in Wheeling with these homeless people, these vagrants who are destroying everything. Don't take my word for it. You can see it for yourself. I posted it today, this morning, on my Facebook page, Dimitri Vassilaris, and there it is. You can see all the pictures for yourself. Carly gave us all of these pictures to share with you. So this is what we're talking about. And local government has done apparently nothing to get rid of this problem. In fact, it seems like it's actually getting worse. So let's get started. First, Carly, thank you so much for joining us here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Thank you for getting all dolled up for me. I appreciate that. So you sent me some pictures. Oh, by the way, do you want to do a shout out to your chauffeur?
Oh, Alita Klein. She's my driving Miss Daisy.
Thank you very much. All right, fine. So you sent me a lot of pictures yesterday, and it was disgusting beyond belief. And I was thinking to myself, what the hell is this? Well, it turns out it's Wheeling.
It's Wheeling, and those pictures were just the entrance. I didn't realize that the actual camp was much further back. And when I went yesterday to talk to several of these people, those pictures don't do it justice, the pictures that I got of the actual camp.
All right. Now, you live in Fulton.
I live in Fulton.
Where all those trucks are ruining everything.
Exactly.
So,
about a block, two blocks from this homeless camp. It's by the old Blonde Ox Foundry, next to the cemetery in Fulton. The old Blonde Ox Cemetery, they called it.
All right. So, is this one of these encampments that the city is not running or not managing, or is this just a new one that popped up?
Nobody seems to know who's running it anymore, and the closest I came is Catholic Charities. I understand that the police do drive by, but as far as patrolling it, I don't know if they go inside, because in the last couple weeks, the last month, there's been a lot of domestic violence fights. There's been rapes and rape attempts.
How do you know this?
After I went to the homeless camp, I went down that evening to the Life Hub, and I talked to one person in particular that told me how bad it is even inside the Life Hub. She said it's actually the homeless babysitting the homeless at night. In other words, she doesn't feel safe even in the Life Hub.
And she is a homeless person?
She's a homeless person that could be working, has no transportation, remembered me from 35 years ago when was employed at a restaurant, a fast food restaurant.
And this is the new Life Hub, the new flop house in downtown Wheeling.
Yes.
Now, let me play the devil's advocate here. I'm no fan of vagrants and junkies and bums and hobos and all of that. But how do you know she wasn't playing you?
Because, like I said, I've known this person from years ago when they were rightfully employed. And nobody else hung around this person because they're not into any drugs, alcohol.
She mentally ill? Is that the problem?
No, not at all. Just has no means of transportation, had a hard time in her life in the last few years, and just ended up homeless.
My goodness. So from Fulton, you walked over to this.
I drove over.
You drove over.
Yes.
All right. Tell me what you, and this is right near the cemetery in Fulton?
Yes. Okay. There's a gate. So during the day, I guess the gate is open. Yesterday, Sunday, for some reason, it wasn't. And then somebody else was dropping someone else off there in a car, which you wonder what that's all about.
Sure.
Which I saw what it was all about at the 18th Street one.
What was it all about?
Well, a white Mercedes pulling up to a homeless camp.
What?
Yes. And then...
Did you get the license plate?
No.
You should have.
I wasn't going to with the person that got out of that vehicle.
What did that person look like?
Too big for me to take on. And I...
Did he look like a pimp? Is that what you're saying?
He looked like a dealer.
A dealer.
And these
A white Mercedes. And this was when now?
Broad daylight.
Yesterday?
At the 18th Street camp, the one they moved them from.
When was this, though? When did you see this?
That was about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. And those people at that homeless camp went around that car like bees on honey.
My God.
This is why all the security cameras in my neighborhood now are going off. A gentleman that owned a business down the street repairs cars. On a Monday morning, he opened up the car door of the client, and there's a homeless man sleeping in there. This is one block from my house.
Oh, my God. So you drove to this homeless camp by the Fulton's cemetery. So what did you see? Was this Sunday?
This was Sunday.
What did you see Sunday?
I walked in the back, and I could not believe the debris, the things that the few people that there are there now, it's more in the summertime, there is trash everywhere. There's dumpsters that the city provides for them. The dumpster area was perfectly clean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing there.
How ironic is that?
It is. And then I was told that the in-city employees on occasion clean up after them, which I thought, well, isn't that a shame? When the dumpsters, multiple dozen at least, and you have
so
cows.
The dumpsters are clean, but they're living in filth.
And speaking about dumpsters, Yawkums, the people that took them over, just spent $500 to $600 buying locks for their dumpsters because they couldn't keep the homeless out of them and the trash in. And a year ago, I pulled over and said, "You have cleaned this place up so nice; it looks beautiful. Is it true about what's going on?" Oh, yeah, we've paid that much money to buy locks for the. That was like putting a kid in a candy store.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. Why would vagrants want to be in a dumpster?
Looking for this stuff. Look at this.
Looking for what? Tell the listeners.
This is junk. There's a stuffed animal, blankets, plastic.
They're doing dumpster diving to get stuff?
Yes, more
and
stuff.
And Yoakums? You're telling me you actually spoke with Yoakums?
I called them because the year before I had pulled over and said, how nice you have this place looking. Now, I heard this rumor you spent all this money. Yes, ma'am, that's true.
For locks on dumpsters?
Yes.
Because the vagrants in Wheeling?
Kid in a candy store.
Jesus, I can't
these tents,
this.
Bicycles, junk, chairs. This is nothing but garbage. So you see, when these people want to, they won't leave to go to the homeless camp because they don't want to part with junk, that we're dealing with something more than...
Why don't they just put the junk in the dumpsters during the day?
Because they have issues. These people can't take care of themselves. They shouldn't be outside.
They can't, or they don't want to.
Some of them can't. And this is why I asked the city council a month ago. One city councilman stayed after, and then I talked to the mayor. We have a doctor that did the biggest drug bust in L.A. years ago. Since then, he's become a doctor. 30 years he's been a doctor. He contacted me just through Facebook, and he and I have been talking. He can solve this problem. He knows how to work with the mentally ill. He knows how to work with drug addicts.
Well, how do you do it? How do you solve the problem?
That's then? You change laws. You change state laws, city
like what?
Laws.
Like what?
Well, first of all, these people go into an institution like one that I saw not too far away from me, and they stay 3 or 4 days. They let them out. This person can't even walk without, they can't open their eyes. They're so drugged up. But the law says they're only in there so long and they have to let them go. Those laws need to be changed where these people are put in. They get the help they need.
Yeah.
Or they stay in longer. Because this is actually frightening to people in the neighborhood.
Of course.
When you have people that cannot take care of themselves. And raising children.
What?
Oh, yeah, has a young child that you don't see out of the neighborhood, out of the house, just in the house day and night.
Wait. What are you saying now? That the homeless don't raise children or there's a
no,
child?
No, these people that are on these drugs because yeah. They should be kept in a mental institution until they get help.
Right.
This is what he wants to do, help change these laws.
Okay. All right. Well, back to what you saw at the Fulton Cemetery with the homeless hobo jungle. How many people do you think were there?
During the summer, that place is pretty full. There were only 3 or 4 there the other day.
Right.
And I went down basically because...
You're telling me 3 or 4 people made this kind of mess?
No. These are the people that are just there that day that I was there. Some of them go there during the day, and then some will stay at the Life Hub at night. Most don't. But see, this is wintertime, so I don't know where they all are hanging out during the day. Most of them just walk the street.
Well, it looks like they're your pictures indicate that there are lots and lots
there
of
are,
vagrants
lots and lots of
during
tents.
The day there and everything.
Well, not during the day. They go to Catholic charities. They go to the library. They just wander around somewhere indoors.
But that's all. But that's all their stuff.
But this is all their stuff, and they're afraid if they leave it overnight, somebody's going to steal it.
Another vagrant.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Because they have a few that do that. Now, they have set the interstate on fire in 2 different locations. When they were at the 18th Street, they caught the interstate on fire there, and they had to close down the interstate twice for 2 separate fires.
Wait a minute. You're not talking about the Market Street Bridge. That's something else, right?
I don't know what wherever 18th
down.
Street is. That was one of the locations. Now, last week, the fire department was called to put out another fire that they started. Now, can you imagine that if this would take off, and here's the woods...
Oh, it'd be horrible.
It's going to be horrible.
Southern California.
Now, the creek, the Fulton Creek now.
Before we get to the Fulton Creek, we got to take a short break. If you want to see at least some of the pictures, roughly 50.
They'll be posted later tonight.
Well, no, the ones you've already sent me.
Oh, yeah.
Those I've posted on Facebook. You can see for yourself the disgrace that Wheeling has turned into because of these vagrants. And the city apparently doing nothing about it obviously they're not doing anything because you're seeing all of this stuff. So go to my Facebook page and you will see it for yourself. It's Dimitri with 3 I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Vassilaris rhymes with Assilaris, only without the V. You can also download the River Network app and click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the mighty 1290, and the sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. We are covering stories here that the local media will not touch.